450 million US dollars. Not exactly loose change for most people, but that's now the record price paid for a work of art sold at auction. The work, named Salvator Mundi, is one of fewer than 20 Leonardo da Vinci paintings known to exist. It fetched the staggering sum at auction in New York this morning, Australian time. The buyer remains unknown and is presumably well pleased, but some critics have been quick to condemn the sale as a triumph of branding and desire over reality. Claire Slattery reports.
Leonardo Salvator Mundi selling here at Christie's. $400 million is the bid, and the piece is sold.
In just 19 minutes, a 500-year-old painting by one of the world's greatest artists smashed all previous records. After a frenzy of bidding at Christie's auction house in New York, the unknown winner will take home the Leonardo da Vinci painting Salvator Mundi for $520 million Australian dollars. It's an auction that sparked the interest of art lovers all over the world. Lecturer in art history at the University of Sydney, Mark Davidis, watched it unfold online.
Even as an art historian, and somebody that doesn't necessarily think about the price of a work first and foremost, when I was watching the auction, I have to say it was rather breathtaking to see the price go up above $300 million to $450, which is what it was sold for.
The work, which is titled in English Saviour of the World, depicts Jesus Christ and is thought to have been painted in about the year 1500. It's one of fewer than 20 known paintings by the Renaissance artist left in the world. Mark Davidis.
It's a rare work. We don't have many Leonardo paintings, and Leonardo is just able to produce something in paint that very few artists can. He works with the material in a way that creates a kind of an aura that communicates certain kind of expression and allows an audience to engage with his figures in the way that very few artists in the history of Western art making have been able to do.
Originally thought to be painted for the King of France, Louis XII, the Salvator Mundi has had some illustrious owners, including the King of England, Charles I. But after his beheading, it disappeared from view until it was acquired by a British collector in the year 1900. So badly damaged and poorly restored was the work that many believed it was not a Da Vinci original. But most art historians are now confident the work is that of the Renaissance master. Ronan Sulik is from Christie's Australia.
You know, how do you put a price on such an item? You know, there's no antecedents, there's nothing comparable that's gone on the market before. So the market will decide what the item is worth in this case. In this case, the hammer fell at $400 million US dollars.
But the sale has not gone without its critics, with some highlighting the poor condition of the painting and lingering questions over its authenticity. One New York art advisor was quoted as saying it was a thumping, epic triumph of branding and desire over connoisseurship and reality. A marketing campaign led by auctioneers Christie's billed the work as the male Mona Lisa and drew a reported 27,000 people to pre-auction viewings in Hong Kong, London, San Francisco and New York. Australian art dealer Michael Reed, who formerly worked at Christie's in London, isn't surprised by the end result.
We have to forget and stop comparing our wealth and our understanding of wealth with what the wealth of the world is and what people are capable of marshalling. What is to me an astronomical amount of money is not to some people. And this is the thing we have to forget. We're dealing in a very, very rarefied and high end of the market, which, you know, is, you know, those kind of numbers come into play.
We don't know who the dealer is, but what kinds of people would buy a work like that or could afford to?
I mean, the reality is dozens. I mean, that's the dozens and dozens and dozens. I mean, it could be a member of the Qatari royal family who have been one of the biggest buyers in the art market now for 10 years. You know, it could be the famed Russians or it could be Chinese. I mean, literally, there are more billionaires in the world now than there's ever been before, and there are more multi-billionaires. So, you know, it could be a state, it could be an individual, it could be an art museum backed by people. The reality is we will know relatively soon who did buy it, because a work like this has to be insured, it has to be shipped, and when you actually move something of this value and significance, too many people know where it's going. So in the end, it will come out who's bought it, but don't be surprised that, you know, there are many people out there who can afford to purchase works of this nature.
Certainly not anyone on an ABC budget. That's art dealer Michael Reed ending Claire Slattery's report.